Reacting to the special counsel's appointments, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump says it's corrupt and highly political.
Just hours after the Justice Department named a special counsel to investigate him, former President Donald Trump had this response from Mar-a-Lago.
This is just a witch hunt for no reason. Well, for political reasons.
On Friday, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to oversee two investigations involving the former president. One probe will look into Trump's involvement in the attack on the Capitol and attempts to reverse the 2020 election. The other investigation will cover classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Caroline Shively, the former president says he will not partake in the investigation. The White House insists it was not told of the attorney general's plans ahead of time. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News the appointment of a special counsel is very troubling and criticized the Justice Department for being politicized, especially with regards to Donald Trump. Dustin Thompson, a Columbus, Ohio man who took part in the January 6th incursion at the Capitol, has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison.
Thompson had claimed he was following orders from former President Donald Trump when he stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, stealing a coat rack and a bottle of bourbon in the process. It took a jury less than 3 hours to find him guilty of obstruction and other charges in April.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the four young people brutally stabbed to death last weekend in Idaho, were found in their beds and likely were sleeping when they were attacked. Police have few leads. Aaron Snell of the Idaho State Police explaining.
Part of the hard part of the investigation is that many of the people that we want to talk to have gone home because they're students. And so the timeline of this investigation has expanded because, you know, we have to travel. And so having those interviews in people's hometowns takes a little bit more time.
And Snell says the investigation has been emotionally difficult for investigators. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden met with business and labor leaders at the White House yesterday.
These were President Biden's first public remarks since returning from his overseas trip. He attempted to reassure Americans the economy is getting stronger.
Inflation at the grocery store is coming down slightly. Prices for things like clothes and television and appliances are going down as well as we head into the holidays.
President Biden's remarks were delivered before business and labor leaders, including the CEO of Ford and the president of United Auto Workers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also attended. Inflation was just 1.4% when Biden was sworn into office. It's been over 7.5% all year and remains at near 40-year highs. Biden says gas prices are down, but they still remain over 50% higher than when he took office. Retirement savings have plummeted 23% this past year.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. On Saturday, President will host his granddaughter's wedding at the White House. Leaders from around the Asia-Pacific have condemned and called for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. They've also pledged to steer the region's economies towards sustainable growth as they wrapped up their summit meeting Saturday in Bangkok. The UN climate conference in Egypt is coming to an end, at least a day late, and possibly without an agreement on key environmental targets and solutions. A Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for killing his own mother and taking gruesome selfies.
33-year-old David Sumney was accused of torturing his 67-year-old mother and murdering her in her home in 2019, documenting it all by taking 277 photos, including selfies of blood smeared on his face and his mother's body. His defense attorneys wanted an even lower sentence because he's expressed remorse. The family had pushed for a harsher sentence than the one he got. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.